Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a loophole in state law that may mean lower speed limits. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Leaders in several Ohio cities have asked the state legislature to give local government more control over speed limits, without luck. But city officials in Cincinnati are trying a different approach, arguing a new interpretation of Ohio state law allows them to more easily lower some speed limits. Becca Costello is a local government reporter for Cincinnati's WVXU. She joins us now. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Erin.
Starting with the basics, how do speed limits work in Ohio, and how much control do cities have over them?
Well, speed limits are entirely controlled by state law, so cities have really almost no control over speed limits, even within their own jurisdictions. State law has a definition for every kind of road or street and sets a minimum speed limit for each of those. And I actually learned something new in researching this story, that Ohio has a minimum speed limit, and in Ohio it's 25 miles per hour. There's only one exception to that, and that's in a school zone where it can, of course, be 20 miles per hour. Now, cities can request a speed limit change, but they have to do a traffic study and then get permission from the Ohio Department of Transportation. It can take kind of a long time to put together all the information and get that permission. Columbus actually did this pretty recently to change speed limits downtown from 35 to 25 miles per hour and are waiting on ODOT, the Department of Transportation, to approve it.
Okay, but you reported that a city council member in Cincinnati has found a way to change speed limits without state permission. How does that work?
So it has to do with the definition of streets. So I mentioned that state law defines what each kind of street is. One of those is a through highway. So it's a street that's at least 1 mile long, or it could be a mile long section of a much longer road. And the minimum speed for these through highways is 35 miles per hour. But talking to Councilmember Mark Jeffries of here in Cincinnati, his staff actually looked into this and figured out that they can actually redesign a road to make it not a through highway anymore. One way to do that is to put up a stop sign or a yield to pedestrian sign at least every mile. So basically taking it down from, you know, that 1 mile part of the definition, making it shorter than that. Now, it can't be a stoplight. It does have to be at an intersection. And you also can't do this on a state route like Hamilton Avenue in Cincinnati, for example. And the city's Department of Transportation Engineering did talk to ODOT, and ODOT told them the law has never been interpreted this way before, but it's legitimate, and it seems like they're able to go through with it.
Have any other cities in Ohio started using this interpretation as well?
Not as far as we can tell, but there's definitely a lot of interest in lowering speed limits across the state. So we mentioned Columbus lowering those downtown speed limits. Cleveland Heights did something similar, but a little bit of a different route. Late last year, they voted to reclassify some streets as non-through streets. So it's another way to avoid getting state permission, but you do have to have council action, which can kind of be a lot to organize.
So why does this matter? Why are cities so focused on speed limits?
A lot of Ohio cities have committed to a Vision Zero plan, which is basically just a way to eliminate serious traffic injuries and fatalities. And that's not just pedestrians, by the way, but all traffic injuries. Cities with that Vision Zero plan so far are Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, and Toledo. And traffic problems are still a pretty big concern. So far this year, 486 people have died in traffic crashes in Ohio. The good news is that's down a bit from more than 500 deaths this time last year. And overall, I just think it is more of a focus on designing cities for people. You want to make it easier and safer to walk, to use a wheelchair or other mobility aid, to use public transportation, just anything that doesn't involve having to drive a car to get around.
Becca Costello is a local government reporter for member station WVXU in Cincinnati. Thanks so much for joining us today, Becca.
Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.